This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Truly alternative.
Here we go! Romper Radio, your Latin show.
That's right. This is Romper Radio on CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez. Sanchez, how you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling great because I'm around TikTok royalty right now. Social media royalty. Miss Robot, aka Marcella J, how you doing?
Oh my god. If you don't know what he's talking about, go check out our Instagram, Rompe Radio FM. Do a little snippet because Shakira's album came out.
Which we're gonna get into that.
So we did a little snippet. I did a little snippet for you guys. But I mean, you should be feeling well because we are very well rested because we had plans and now we have nothing but memories of what could have been.
I'm pissed off about that. So for the people that don't know, Benito was supposed to be in Minneapolis this past weekend. And what had happened was he canceled, two days before? Yeah, 2 days before. We'll get into that in a bit.
We are definitely in our feelings. So keep it locked here on Rompe Radio. We got a lot of hot topics coming your way. We're going to give you the new on music and tell you what's going on TikTok and Instagram that you can check out. This is CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez.
Enfocado en movimiento, solo quiero ver mis pandas en el penthouse. Sí,
sí. Y si Dios quiere, en el Lamborghini también. Sí.
Todo con tiempo, todo con amor.
Ey, madre mía, cómo el tiempo pasa. Hace par de meses grabando en mi casa. Ahora estamos en lo tuyo quemando grasa. No.
no quiere hablar, vamos al grano sin luz. Deja la p*** como el cuello, mi repulme, pero mala me das tú. Mi chicle es fresa y yo te mastico como si fuera un bubalú. A mí me dicen Jackie Chan, baby, si quieres te hago kung fu. Cintas negras, tengo el p***, te pinto el mundo de colores como una estrella. Todas las mujeres que yo he tenido, ninguna así a mí me ha confundido. Sin ti yo no puedo seguir mi camino.
Hago a las viejas.
A las viejas pongo a cuchichear, a las viejas pongo a cachondear, a las viejas pongo a disfrutar, a las viejas pongo a saborear. La vieja que no baile yo la pongo a bailar, la vieja que no goce yo la pongo a gozar, la vieja que no brinque yo la pongo a brincar, y a todas las mujeres yo las pongo a perrear.
Dos, uno, yeah.
vaquera. Que con esos tacos y la cartera eres la más dura en la carretera. Dale, monta vaquera. Tú no se la sueltas a cualquiera, pero esta noche quieres con el que quiera. Así que monta vaquera. Hay demasiados elites, te espera por esas dos pistolas en tu cadera. Dale, monta vaquera. Tú lo mueves y de qué manera.
Si a la madre, mami.
Porque es que tú te la traes, mami. ¿Qué es lo que hay? Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, tell me why. Ay, ¿qué es lo que quieres darte una raíz? Porque es que tú te la traes, mami. Dime qué es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, tell me why. Ay, ¿qué es lo que quieres darte una raíz? Dime qué es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, tell me why. Una raíz.
Si tú quieres te bajo el cielo. Dime quién arranca y rompe el hielo. Si tu pelo negro, negro como duelo y largo. Lo trago amargo y que te llega hasta el subsuelo. Causa consternación y causa revuelo. Y yo quiero jalártelo en un whisky bien bonita. Y tener un party en el weekend. Y te apuesto que ese baby por ley hoy se va.
Si tú te pegas, mami, con el que de lejito te veo. Hay un orden de... Si tú le metes al perreo. Porque es que tú te la traes, mami. ¿Qué es lo que hay? Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, tell me why. Ay, ¿qué es lo que quieres darte una raíz? Porque es que tú te la traes. Dime qué es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, tell me why. Ay, ¿qué es lo que quieres darte una raíz? Porque es que tú te la traes.
We got some hot topics fresh off the plate, except we are not eating this meal properly.
Not even a microwave.
I mean, I feel rested. I'll give that. I'll give that as a plus, but yeah. I definitely did not spend este fin de semana the way that I wanted to. I know you were very upset. Tell the people what happened.
Yeah, pues lo que pasó. Este fin de semana, we're supposed to watch Bad Bunny. We were going to drive down there. So you, your husband, myself, quick little weekend trip, right? We're going to drive out there at like 6 o'clock in the morning to get there around the afternoon. Watch the concert. Concert looked amazing. I know that you didn't look at footage because you didn't want to kill it. I personally did just because I wanted to see in regards to how where our seats were going to be, if we were going to have good seats. And, you know, essentially for this trip or sorry, for this concert, everybody in the building was going to have a good seat. And turns out Thursday morning, your husband hits us up with a group chat saying, check this out.
Yeah.
It basically said, hey, Verified fan, your concert has been canceled by the promoter. You're going to get your money back, yada, yada, yada. So we were a little confused. So I know that when we were looking at tickets, it looked like it was selling okay, right?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. But it's speculation that it's been for sales for that specific date.
Yeah.
Because nothing else got canceled.
No.
So everyone's assuming it's due to poor sales.
The news outlets were saying it was due to poor sales. But I didn't see any indication.
But keep in mind, everybody said that. But when you read the write-up, it actually said, it's speculation. Like, nobody's said guaranteed. No one's been given a reason. But, I mean, there was a lot of Winnipeggers that were choked.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I will say that was a plus that you brought up was el hecho que... Good thing they told us Thursday, not Friday, when everybody was driving out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that would have been brutal. Could you imagine
like halfway there?
An 8-hour drive, and then you halfway through, you're like, what?
Yeah, I would have been choked. But like I said, I was looking forward to having Shake Shack and Pollo Campero. So that was a little disappointing.
Oh, Pollo Campero, yeah. I would have been like, pero, you know what? Like, I feel like the prices for los tiquetes were so high.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. The venue isn't very big, but our tickets were almost $500 a piece, and we were like nosebleeds.
In the 200s or whatever.
There were some people that were like mid tier, and they had spent just over 900. That's insane. So when he did announce his concert, he did, I saw on social media everyone being like, who does he think he is? These prices are ridiculous. And I think people are starting to feel a little like they're, that he's pressing fans a little too much. In addition, keep in mind, esta gira, it wasn't Un Verano Sin Ti.
No,
it was
an album. Like a lot of people, like I said, I know we've discussed this many times. I was pretty cool with the album. Like I do love his trap stuff, but I obviously like the perreo, the, you know, reggaeton stuff a little more.
Right.
So do you and your husband especially.
Oh man, Roberto was so choked.
Yeah, when he announced that it was gonna be like a trap only concert, your husband Roberto was like,
what the heck, man? Yeah. Pero, yeah, eso. Like, if it was Un Verano Sin Ti, it would have hurt a little bit more. But I think it would have sold out easily.
Yeah.
Right? But fans are starting to get a little annoyed with these ticket prices, these gouging. And keep in mind, people might not know this. He has a very unique deal when it comes to tours. We've talked about it before, but if you didn't catch this previously, when Bad Bunny goes on tour, when he's doing una gira, his deal is 90%, which is unheard of. So normally what happens when it comes to venues is, just like anything, you pay the artist for their performance, you cover X amount of cost according to your contract, and then the venue keeps, and the promoters, Live Nation, Ticketmaster, whatever, they keep the difference, right? It works like any other business.
Yeah.
Not with him. If you, and I know this because I've looked into it myself.
Yeah,
because
you've been offered.
The best offer he's given that I got was, we'll do 85-15, meaning I get 15% of the sales and he gets 85. Now keep in mind, I know people are gonna say, but it's Bad Bunny, 50% of it's gonna, it's still a lot of money, Marcelo J. Yes, I know that. Except for the cost, the time, the promotion. And we're talking about 85% of everything. Merch, ticket sales, everything that goes in that venue at that time. Really difficult to cover your cost. And if you, me as a promoter, lose out, I fit the bill.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then also, you had mentioned as well that it's up front.
It's up front.
Yeah, which I personally don't have that type of play money.
Because usually,
you might want to work at the airport or something.
Usually, you do a 10% deposit. And then after everything is said and done, you pay the difference, right? It can range anywhere from 10 to 50% depending on the contract. But he wants everything up front. So he has a crazy deal when it comes to these things. So when people feel like he's pressing fans for pricing, I get it. On the other hand, we also know that Ticketmaster does what it does. Live
dynamic,
Nation.
Dynamic pricing.
Live Nation does what it does, where the more people that jump on, the higher the prices go. So it is also them. It's such a cocktail of gouging that goes on.
Gone are the days of being able to go to a concert and being like, what? $200 is like meet and greet and everything?
Yeah, jeez. Hmm. So had it been Urano Sinti, would you have been like, I'm jumping on the flight somewhere else?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, even for this one, I think I had mentioned to you guys that I wanted to still maybe go to Toronto because I'm on vacation during the days.
Oh,
that,
right.
You know?
Does this make you want to do Bisopluma now?
Oh, you know what? Right? I never thought about that. What, did Roberto mention that to you?
No,
maybe?
No, I'm just thinking like...
because that was a reason...
Like, you need a seat filler.
I mean, yeah. It would be nice, but we'll see. I mean, we still have Aventura, and then I got Usher in September, so... You know.
And thankfully, we did Don Omar, because remember, I said to him, like, no, we can't do Don Omar, or I can't do Don Omar, because it was, I went to Tulum the weekend before, then it would have been Don Omar, then it's Bad Bunny, that's too many activities. If you have been listening to us, you know I don't like
activities.
I don't like a lot of activities. But last minute, I was like, screw it. Shout out to Laura. She was like, let's go. So we went to Don Omar. Thank God we did, because I would have been super choked.
Yeah, I'm happy I also made that last minute decision to go to Don Omar.
Because he was on my list, right? So I would have been super choked, being like, I gave that up. And that concert was better than I expected.
Yeah. When it was really good.
Yo pensé que iba a estar el parado allí with just a DJ, no nothing, tal vez una pantalla, and just like do his song, so yeah. It definitely was better than
no.
Expected.
And then, like another thing that I mentioned as well is, I'm actually happy that I've at least got to see him in the past.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So that kind of made it a little bit better.
But that was the one with the was that was in Un Verano Sin Ti.
No, that was Por Siempre.
That was with the trucks, right?
No, no. I had like Por Siempre was like first album, like his first actual album. But I mean, he had like all the older stuff too that he was doing, so that concert, like, for me is still like top three,
which is, you
of
know,
all time at Madison Square Garden, New York,
which is also crazy when we talk about Un Verano Sin Ti, because that's the one that had all the trucks in it, right?
No, that's el último tour de la del mundo.
Oh, because I'm like, I know a lot of people felt some type of way because they're like, it was just trucks and
yeah, so that's
them.
The one that the last time he was in Toronto, and then he did dos giras, so he did two tours. The second tour was the one when he did Un Verano Sin Ti, because remember, he Beyonce'd that out of nowhere.
Yes.
Nobody knew that was coming.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right? So that's when he did the second part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he didn't come here. So a lot of people from Winnipeg actually flew out to Vegas because we have direct flights out there, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, but I would have been choked. How about you? Like, would you have made your stop somewhere else if...
No.
If that was Un Verano Sin Ti, or...
If it was Un Verano Sin Ti, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pero... No, people are gonna think it's so crazy. He doesn't really do it for me in regards to concerts where I'm like, oh, I need to see, like, Carol. I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I didn't go, right?
Yeah,
like, I'm so choked.
Yeah.
And I know already, I don't even care. Like, she could be on the mic tirando pedos. So I'm gonna be there next time. I will be there next time.
I'm pretty sure there's other people that would be on that too, but not me.
Pero with him, I don't feel that, like, oh, I need to see him. I'm like, okay, right? Mm-hmm. Love his music, don't get me wrong. Pero concert-wise, I don't know why. No me trae.
Maybe the next album that he does will make you want to...
Un Verano Contigo. It's going to be it.
Okay. Un Invierno Contigo.
Is this going to be the Jenny? Like, is me then? This is me now?
Yeah, no kidding. But you had mentioned Karol G and concerts. I heard you knew... You heard about this other story. I don't know much about it.
Yes, some
so
craziness.
You
want to
get into that?
Some craziness happened at the Karol G. I think it was in Venezuela. So she obviously sold out. Like,
of course.
Of course she does. And it's like 100,000 people. We already know that. And this massive riot breaks out with like policías and all the security, because the people that weren't able to get tickets, and we're not talking about one or two, we're talking about the masses of people, showed up trying to figure out how to break in to get into the concert because they couldn't get tickets. And you're seeing people fight each other. You see people fighting for tickets, like beating people up. It breaks. And we're talking about in the venue, you have police and you have people like throwing gates. Like,
wow.
Throwing gates. It's absolute mayhem for her. I haven't seen a response for her. I don't think she's addressed it just yet. Mm. Put anything out there. Who knows if she will. But it was absolute mayhem.
So hold on. Did this happen at the beginning of the concert, before the concert, after the, like when? And did they cancel the concert because of that?
It wasn't canceled from what I heard. I don't know if it was before or after. I could only assume it started before because people are going to be showing up there trying to get in for the whole concert. You're not going to try to get into a concert afterwards.
Well, yeah.
But you see some pretty vicious clips out there. It was wild. The power of Karol G.
I don't even think I've heard any other person have that kind of issue in sus conciertos.
No, not at all. Like, I...
Not even Michael.
Not even Janet. Not even me at a Janet concert.
Stay tuned, though.
Yeah,
we never know.
You never know. But yeah, it was like, it was full on throw them bows. Like, it was crazy. So, Gato is definitely causing a frenzy. I think the last time I've ever heard any type of frenzy that's kind of close to this, I would say it's probably Biebs. Biebs at some point probably had something like this, but absolute wild.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, she's killing it and somebody else is killing it, but we're going to touch base on that on the next segment. So, keep it locked.
From Bay Radio, CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl Marcella J alongside Sanchez.
Gata, 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 gata caliente. Yo bajé en Dior con Nicky Young. Hacemos un private en la suite de San Juan. American, la chori, ¿dónde están? Los diablos. ¿Dónde está la gata que le gustan los bandidos? Todos los temas míos son como D-Rock. La pica activa cuando escuchan el sonido. Se quitan los parties cuando no el cuello mío. El designer y todo el corillo frío. Llegan los diablos y los notas mordidos. Es la que en la disco siempre estoy vivo. Me falta y los palos van prendidos. ¿Dónde están las gatas? ¿Dónde están las chori? Se ponen mis prendidas postean a la story. Ambos te llevan este teo con la fori. Si van a poder lija que no está muy chido. ¿Dónde están las gatas? ¿Dónde están las chori? Se ponen mis prendidas postean a la story. ¿Dónde están las gatas? ¿Dónde están las chori? Si van a poder lija que no está muy chido.
Yo hablo de inglés. Tú puedes estar de lejos. Si a mí se me volara, meto de tres. Tú no estás viendo que a alguien no mojingo le llega a los pies.
I don't speak portugués. Can't speak English.
Dale, mamá, con tu tacacha.
Dame cara, sabes que las puedes. Pa' tus amigas, tú tranquila, me traje a los pies. ¿Quieres que se entere lo que haces conmigo? Si nunca te mamo dinero, te vienes conmigo.
I don't speak portugués. I can't speak English.
Dale, mamá, con tu tacata.
Tacata.
dale mamá con tu tacata.
Que me va a gustar y a ti te voy a poner loca. Estoy moca, yo doble tengo de quemar ropa y quiero darte a cobarle la chinga chinga. Yo tenía dos menorcitas y las dos perritas eran altitas. Yo tenía una chiviriqui y la otra era una perversita. Ellas se quillan porque soy malo corita y como quiera yo la doblo cuando la veo en la pista. Perversita, perversita, chivirica, chivirica, perversita, perversita, chivirica, chivirica, perversita, perversita, chivirica, chivirica. Son dos peluches, las dos se ven de revista.
Quiero un tipo tan loco y quiero meterle y no sacarlo. Quiero un tan loco y no sacarlo. Quiero un tan loco y quiero meterle y no sacarlo. Quiero un tan loco y quiero meterle y no sacarlo. Tú estás loco.
Oh my god.
Hey yo, hit me up with some hot topics, baby.
Happy Shakira weekend. It's been a fire one. I know it's Wednesday, but still.
Yeah, it's gonna be a whole week.
It's gonna
a whole celebration.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. The album came out,
mm-hmm.
and how long did it take for it to be 7 times platinum?
Yeah, so on release day, it basically debuted with 7 times platinum. But I think it's also because of the singles that were it. So, you know, Te Coge.
Press the pre-saves.
When it comes to those singles, they contribute. And she dropped a lot of singles prior to this, right?
That makes sense. Because there was, Te Coge.
There's
Bizarrap.
The one with Rao. There's Bizarrap. Yeah.
And then that Cardi one that she just dropped is really good.
So, you know what? Let's get into it. What did you think of the album?
So, Primera, right off the bat, it's such a feel-good, because it starts with the Cardi song, right? So
yep.
It's like, who did it when I put... So you're like, already I'm like, you're driving and you're feeling good. It makes you happy. That track just makes you happy. And then the things that I like about it, obviously, we like Te Coge, we like Rao, we like the Bizarrap. Pero there was little nuggets of old Shakira vocals from Donde Están Los Ladrones vibes that I got from a few of the tracks, and I'm like, oh, these are so good. I heard it back to back multiple times, and you know me, I'm not like, I'll listen to a full album to get my opinion, I'll listen to it twice max, but for me to actually play it over and over, it's front to back really good. Thoughts?
Interesting. Before I get to my thoughts, what were your favorite songs? If you were to give me a top three.
I was just going to tell you what the tops would be. Obviously, I love the one with Rao.
Mm-hmm. Well, which one? The new one or the old one? Okay, so the old one. Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, I like the first one. Punteria, absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Tiempo Sin Verte, really good as well. And I would say I really actually like the Tiesto remix to the Bizarrap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. It's super dope. So it's hard to pick all of them. I would say those would be my top, but I think this album for me hit everything. Because here's how it hit everything. It came out feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
It had still like the old vocals nuggets from Shakira that I absolutely love, because Donde Están Los Ladrones is my favorite one by her. Then you also have the under like story of obviously Pique and whatnot that's like throughout that whole thing, because she does have a song and she does reference like a lot of stuff about him. So that adds to the whole storyline. And sonically, it transitions from track to track so effortlessly.
Yeah, so, it does actually, it's like a, what is it? It starts with a C, that word, but yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Because I always use this reference when I'm trying to compare. The way TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. Because it's not the same vibe throughout the whole album, but because of the way they laid out the tracks, you're able to go through kind of like this little bit, a smooth roller coaster ride. That's how I would compare it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I would agree with you.
What do you think? What tracks did you like?
Okay, so first of all, not trying to be Debbie Downer, the album wasn't for me.
No?
Nah. It was too...
it's a pretty girl album,
I will
say.
It's too poppy for me. Like, it's too, like, rock poppy,
which is actually very Spanish. I realize the type of pop that she's doing is not mainstream North American. It's very, like, Spanish pop.
Yeah, that's a...
And I did appreciate that, because I find that to be very genuine and authentic.
Yeah, so it's not a type of vibe that is for me. I think I've already mentioned that many times.
Right.
In the past, but I will say there were some standout tracks. The Cardi one is definitely one. Little did you know thing here. I don't know if you've noticed that there's the punteria and then there's the vinyl version.
Oh, yes.
There's two versions.
Yes.
And I didn't know why, like what the difference was. So apparently the vinyl version is strictly Spanish.
Yes.
Where the other one is the one, the Spanglish. I didn't know that. But yeah, so Punteria, I really enjoyed. Obviously, Te Coge, the same one that you're talking about, Con Rao. I also like Copa Vacía. That's a good track. Also, the El Jefe, which is an older song as well. So a lot of the songs I really like are the ones that
she already
put out. Bizarrap is cool, especially the Tiesto one, like I said, or like you said.
Do you think... that you like them because you've heard them so many times?
No, it's because I actually like them. The other songs, I'm
not
really...
You know how that sometimes happens where you're like, you start off and you're like, that's okay. And then you hear it a million times on the radio, you're like, oh, this is my jam, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, no. No, those are actually songs I actually like, right? Yeah, like I've liked from when I heard them. But yeah, the other ones, just they weren't my vibe. But I do appreciate the fact that it was cohesive. That's the word.
Yes.
I knew it started with a C. So I do appreciate the fact that it was a cohesive album. And I like the fact that she did that Ultima song too.
Yes.
Like basically kind of, you know, dropped everything. That was the last song she wanted to get out with the whole Pique thing. And so I mean, it was good. And I appreciate the fact that she is out here killing numbers. She looks really happy promoting the album.
Do you think she's going to tour? Are we going to see
Tahita? Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Would you go to it?
To be honest with you, I don't know if I would.
I think I would.
I know you would.
But I think it's because it's such a like rah-rah female environment that it would be, that she would create.
Okay. No, you know what? Like, I'm sure it would be a good... kind of like you, how you're saying with... actually, no way. I can't even say that because you would at least consider going to Bad Bunny. I don't think I consider myself going to a Shakira concert, personally.
What if it was like Shakira's greatest hits only? And we're talking about all of them.
To me,
no?
No. I love her stuff, but for me to go and travel to see her in concert...
Yeah, because we know she's not coming here.
yeah, exactly. No, but I do... For the most part, though, I do love the fact, like, the vibe of the album. I did enjoy
it. You know what surprised me? So, Punteria comes out as the first track. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised how she put Cardi right away.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean, because sometimes what happens in music is you'll put the feature person as the first voice you hear, and then it goes into, like, because usually they'll mm-hmm. probably end their verse with like, so now check out da da da, right? Like,
yeah. So yeah,
like, pass it to Luda, like, you know what I mean, something like that.
Como?
Or they'll be like the second.
Yeah, right? It'll be like the second verse. Yeah, right before the bridge. Yeah.
But the fact that she was like, no, did a little quick snippet because it wasn't a full 16, and then threw Cardi right away. I was like, oh, that's a little different. Not sure I liked it, but I think it's because we're so used to a pattern.
Yeah, but it's cool though, the fact that she hasn't done an album in 7 years and she came back strong.
It's been that long?
Yeah. That's why I was like, I don't know if you. In the post that we posted, it basically said something about 7 being her lucky number because she came out 7 times platinum on release day. So to answer your question, yes, she definitely will be doing a tour, especially now that she has all that other stuff with Pique, like not even with the relationship, but like the financial stuff that she's getting.
Yeah, that's true.
She got all the check. Yeah, so I definitely. But
well, this is the time for you to do it. I can only imagine, I'm going to assume that when she does Medellin, she's going to bring Karol out. There's no way she's not bringing Karol out.
So, are you saying you would want to do a trip to Medellin?
I mean, and I always want to do a trip.
Or Bogota, sorry, because she's from Bogota, right?
I mean, I would always want to go to Colombia, so I'm never going to say no to that. But I can only imagine she's going
to
do that.
Or how about we do this? We could do a group trip to Colombia, to Bogota, to Medellin. I won't go to the concert. But I'll go with it on the trip. I don't know.
On the trip.
You think Roberto would go with you to a concert of
shows? Yeah, he would. I mean, he's done a Janet concert.
That's Janet, though.
He's done a J-Lo concert.
Never mind.
No, but here's the funny thing. So he did the Janet concert, and he's like, I'll do it because, like, I feel like I should at least once. And then after that, he defends the woman. He loves her, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, there you go.
Well,
right?
How about J-Lo?
But no, he'll do it. He'll do it. So he was defending her online.
Oh, yeah? J-Lo?
He's like, you know, what did she do that people are just that mean? And I explained, you know, the Bronx thing and whatnot. And then he's like, yeah, but people are acting like she murdered someone. And I was like, who is this guy? Because you know he like
he like ishes on her all the time.
Yeah, but no, he was like defending her.
We might have to have a little talk, Roberto. I feel left out here.
but we'll see. I mean, I think it'd be a great show. I can definitely see her doing Una Gira. I think she's gonna bring out a lot of great artists. Yep. And like she's gonna crush it. And my question is like, Pique, who? Like what? Where are you at? And is he still with the girl?
Honestamente, no sé, porque no he visto nada.
I don't know what her name is. And if you are still together, like, you're that girl. You're mm-hmm. never going to be... You're never going to
be that girl. You're going to be that girl.
On that note, keep it locked here. Thank you, Winnipeg, for rocking with us each and every Wednesday. This is CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Rompe Radio FM. Check out our last little TikTok that we did, little TikTok dance. Keep it locked
here. Show her some love, baby. Show her some love.
Keep it locked here every single Wednesday. And once again, we appreciate the love and support in the comments. If you are an artist, make sure you DM us, email us. We want your music. We want to showcase all the talent that we have in our backyard. With that said, once again, I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez.
Quiero amanecer en la playa y que no despierten las olas. Cuando estoy contigo, ma, no quiero que pasen las horas. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah. Voy a serte sincero, vos deciste la verdad. Te extraño incluso cuando conmigo estás. Reservé otra noche más. Lo público, contigo me siento en un estado crítico. De tu topecito yo soy un fanático. Parando el tráfico, tú eres mi hábito. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah. Es que como tú no hay na, 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 yeah.
escuches. Cántala mientras te duches. De velas te llené la habitación y esperando afuera está el osito de peluche. Vamos a encontrarnos en aquel sitio. Tu fragancia es mi perfume favorito. Hay mucha que me quiere y no lo niego, pero eres tú la que yo más deseo. Hagámonos de todo en la playa, lento, y dejamos una toalla. Tu cuerpo es de town fire. Queda tiempo todavía, no te vayas. Quiero amanecer en la playa y que no despierten las olas.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
We say that on every album, too. Be original.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Be original, you know? It's like, that's why we'll throw little things out there like that just to see if they catch on to it. How many people catch on to it so people can see it? But it's like, sometimes I start to think like the hip-hop audience. They that intelligent sometimes, you know? But they don't pick up on it because they let the corny shit get the most airplay. You know what I mean? The most unconscious shit get the most airplay. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yo, I told them on the snakes, they won't break a whisper. Bird's eye view, I see the big picture. You know they sabotage the communities, portray us as killers. Emancipation of a real thinker. I touch mics and watch faces blister. On my mission like, yeah, yeah. Once was unfocused, but now we're clear. Knowledge from my elders, first I wasn't trying to hear. But now I read those books and pass them down onto my peers. My pen rewrites the falsehoods that they push on us for years. Once confused, I cry the same tears now. I transcribe that fear and then I mesmerize the crowd. Turn them out, catch them by surprise like Blau, fucker like Blau. Don't wait as we shut them down, it's easy. Being new millennium PE, busting on white supremacists, they pushing on TV. Live from Sussex Drive to the devil in D.C. These little rappers can't see me.
I got a thought with all those who want to profile the most. I got a thought with all those who want to profile the most.
Duty, as far as I'm concerned, is to reflect the times. I think that is true of our painters, sculptors, poets, musicians. As far as I'm concerned, it's their choice. But I choose to reflect the times and the situations in which I find myself.
It's hard navigating these folks claiming they so woke and really white supremacists on the lotto. My team sync threes with me out moving the goalposts. Syncopated slang, just peep the pros in my ghost notes. Morse code flows, I'm comping Philly Joe Jones in the polo. My drums speak volumes, counter narrative to these provocateurs of cartoons. Infiltrated types, they turn your culture to a costume. They're off you, but never we. We first class like extra P. No release, they're blowing up like U.S. embassies. Shaky identity, chase celebrity. Say we threatening and try to burn me like an effigy. Cops wanna frisk me, insist I'm packing the weaponry. I'm not, unless we talking heavy mental. In which case, I'm Mr. Kendi when I grip the pencil. Le pedagogo, welcome, jete clutch. Each time I rock the tempo. Yeah, so every move is influential. Recognize my tactics, aggressive but never vengeful. We ask for justice, they dismiss us with superficial. Aroused by our pain when they crush us with an acquittal. They're not a swindle, hypocrites tell us be civil. Non-violence, but they got it through a pistol. The workers on the outside can't be staring out the window. If it were all that simple, still, we stay steady spreading info. Live, live, from the city of the never-ending candle vigil. Yeah, yeah, you know we lit, kid, we lit, kid.
Thank you.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
We'll be right back. up, huh? Of course, here it is.